Sports Minutes with Elliot Danker and Ziaul Roshan.
Money FM 89.3. It is now time for Sports Minutes. I'm Elliot Danker together with Ziaul Roshan. And today we're looking back on that huge announcement on the 2nd of April, of course, when Joseph Schooling saying that he would retire from competitive swimming. Today we're kind of exploring everything that goes into making a competitive swimmer in that sense.
Yeah, exactly. As we had alluded to in that week of that announcement, I know Joseph Schooling got all the plaudits for that gold medal, but there's that ecosystem around him that allows for it. And we're trying to continue that conversation because Schooling gave Singapore a gold medal, but he also set up Sports Schooling, which aspires to find the next Joseph Schooling, and we're going to find out more about that.
So Sports Schooling has recently partnered with the Singapore Aquatics, and what they are doing, as you mentioned, is to find that next Joseph Schooling. They've quite a few beneficiaries as well, but we'll dive into the details right now with Aoyoung Wen Leong, who is Vice President Partnerships for Singapore Aquatics. Wen Leong, how are you?
Great. Good to be talking to you guys today.
Wen Leong, I'm excited to find out all about what Singapore Aquatics is doing. But before that, any thoughts on Joseph Schooling and the legacy that he holds?
He has inked his name in the history book of not just Singapore Aquatics, but Singapore sports is definitely, he's definitely a role model that a lot of kids continue to look up to. Definitely hope to see more Joseph Schoolings, and hopefully the future is bright for Singapore sports in general.
So you guys are going to be helping to equip beneficiaries from Chen Su Lan Methodist Children's Home with water survival and swimming competency skills. This takes me back, Wen Leong, to when I started to learn how to swim, survival skills, get that bronze, silver, gold medal. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing here.
I'm so glad that at the start of this conversation, you talk about the ecosystem, and also happy to know that the mention of this program brings you back to your childhood days.
Yeah.
Because what I think of is the pajamas that I was trying
yes.
to survive.
Oh my God. Yes, yes.
The pajamas. Yeah. So what we are really hoping to do here is to equip a life skill to the younger generation, a life skill that will bring them not just on a sporting platform, but more so to enable them to do a lot more activities with the skill of swimming, have the confidence to go to the beach, have the confidence of going to the pool, to play with their friends, to play with their family members and stuff like that. That really is what we want to enable more Singaporeans to do so. After all, we are an island surrounded by water. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, we could have a Joseph Schooling that emerged out from this program eventually.
Aoyoung, I'm so pleased you bring up the word confidence, because I used to have very little confidence in the pool. You talk about the pajamas swimming lessons. I used to cry and cry and tell my dad, I don't want to go. But he prevailed and we got there eventually. I got my badges in terms of pajamas swimming. But Aoyoung, I'm keen to find out, how long has SAQ been having these Empowering Lives Through Aquatics program?
We launched this last year, October, with Southeast CDC. And the lessons were conducted at Singapore Sports, OCBC Aquatics Center. And I believe that the lessons are still ongoing. It's a one-year program. And definitely want to build up the program, bring more beneficiaries on board. We hope that every Singaporean is a swimmer.
And technically, we should be. It's good survival skills, good way to build up your immune system at a young age. And obviously, after Joseph Schooling won that gold medal all those years ago, there was more interest in swimming. How does that graph look like now? Are people still interested in picking up, or has it sort of tapered off a bit?
It's definitely, people are still interested. Like I said, swimming is a life skill. So I've got two kids myself. The young one, the boy, started swimming at 4, though not competitively, but the intent was really to equip him with a life skill. We do see not just swimming, the interest in growing interest in swimming, but in other disciplines of aquatics as well. For example, artistic swimming, diving, water polo. So having this program, getting a bigger base of swimmers, then naturally enables us to have the potential of having a bigger base for other disciplines in the aquatic sports as well. So hopefully good things come out from there. We have a bigger base for high performance.
Now, Yong, you talk about having that bigger base for higher performance. What's that framework looking like from the time they are equipped with these skills, water survival and swimming competency? How do you then pick them up and bring them through to a higher level, at a high performance level?
When we first rolled this out, we were very clear that we have to take things one at a time. Equip them with the life skills. And if there's anyone who shows potential and stuff like that, we'll be more than happy to bring in our athletes, to get them to scout, to bring them on board to their high-performance program. That's it. It's something that we hope to. It's not, we're not putting any pressure on that. Nobody has the expectations or KPIs that we need to have X number of elite swimmers that come up on this program. Let's take this one step at a time.
Wenlong, can I ask you a personal question? This is a question as a parent. When you send your kids to these swimming classes or swimming survival schools, if let's say a program like what you guys have, you know that there's a bit of a runway, you know there's the opportunity to discover a bit of an elite level. What goes through your head as a parent? What are your expectations for your kid?
Well, as a parent, one expectation that I will have is that he must enjoy himself. He must enjoy doing the sport. And I think fundamentally that was what Joe mentioned. He enjoyed swimming so much so that he could do it for such a long time at such an elite level. Whether I have expectations of him being a medalist or so, not really, I guess. Not just because my kid is not at that level, but I guess a lot of times, especially in today's environment, too much pressure is not that great, right? But having fun is fundamentally what would motivate them to, hey, I want to be a better swimmer. Mm. I want to be a better footballer. I mean, it's not just an element that is unique to the sport of aquatics. It's an element unique to any sports.
Based on that, right, what are you hearing from your fellow parents? the expectation, how do they manage that on the ground? What's going on there?
This may or may not relate to the parents in the aquatics fraternity, but around my friends, I guess there are obviously chatters and questions and conversations around direct school admissions because most of our kids are around in primary school. So some of them are talking about, hey, should I send them to a swimming club, a football club or whatsoever. Compared to our time, I don't think we were hearing all about this. It was more of like, Mom, can I go down to the toilet to play my football, or can I go to the public swimming pool to do a few laps? Certainly, I think there's a lot more excitement in wanting to do fundamentally, I guess, competitive sports. Mm. And I think that's important, that taste of victory or defeat. Just being in a team itself, whether they win or lose, lessons will be learned. But I guess that will eventually form a part of their childhood and nudge them on whether they want to continue to the next level and stuff like that.
Now, thanks for sharing that, Ao Yong. This is a question Elliot and I like to ask parents we speak to, right? Beyond the obvious skills that you learn in a sport, this that we are speaking about swimming, what do you think are some tangible benefits of letting your child participate in sport itself?
I guess fundamental teamwork is one. The second one is that spirit of competitiveness. Mm. Some ways, you need to have a bit of a competitive edge in studies as well, right? But yeah, I want to do well. I want to be better. Without sounding too academically challenging. I guess it also relates to the next point of the eagerness to learn something new, learn something better. Because the spirit of wanting to learn, to improve, will bring them forward. Not just during their childhood, but also when they're teens or when they're adult or when they're working.
Yeah. Okay, final question, Wenlong. This is an important one, I guess. What else are you guys at SAQ up to for the rest of the year? I'm sure there are quite a few events coming up.
In a month's time, we'll be having our 85th fundraising dinner. So we are celebrating our 85th year.
Okay.
I've got people asking me, yeah, well, how come you are 85 when Singapore is only 60 next year? but that's how long the association has been set up. So glad that there's something happening. And during the occasion, we'll be announcing the inductees of our very, very first cohort of Hall of Fame. As you may be aware, the aquatic sports itself has produced so many champions, so many names that have influenced Singaporeans of all walks. So I'm personally very excited to be there and to see that being announced. We've got two swimmers who have qualified for Olympics. So we look forward to seeing them at the Olympics doing their best. Next year is a year for the aquatics fraternity locally, because the World Champs will be coming to town. Definitely, there's a lot of buzz amongst the fraternity on how they can contribute to the event and what type of legacy can we expect or grow post-event.
Certainly sounds very, very exciting. We've been speaking to the Vice President of Partnerships of Singapore Aquatics, Mr. Ao Yong Weng Leong. Thank you so much for your time.
Yep, thank you.
Sports Minutes on Money FM 89.3.